So the man is the woman's
husband.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the woman is the man's
wife.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they get married in the...
Well, they get married in the church.
Uh-huh. And the preacher preaches a...
I don't believe he preaches a sermon.
Well, that's the answer.
Really?
Sermon.
A sermon?
Yep.
At a wedding?
Oh, no, not at a wedding.
Oh, excuse me. I thought you meant at the wedding.
Yeah, and why wouldn't you think that? Because
right.
I should have.
No problem.
Said new topic.
That's all right.
Well, in the Episcopal Church, what kinds of words do we have for the preacher? We don't call him
well,
a preacher.
Well, no,
right?
We don't, actually. Though we do say that he preaches.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he could be a vicar. A priest, a rector. A minister, I suppose, although I think we reserve that word for the minister of music, the man who's in charge of the music program,
mm-hmm.
or the children's programs, I think, but I'm not sure. I'm not a very good Episcopalian.
So you think minister is a more official term rather than a general? So it'd be
yes,
minister.
Yes, I don't think a minister is really used very much.
That's interesting.
Although I think it is in a lot of Protestant churches. I
mm-hmm.
think.
Mm. Yeah, it seems to me to be more associated with other Protestant
yes,
religions.
Yes, yes.
Okay, we pray to.
Well, I guess we pray to God.
Mm-hmm.
This is wonderful.
It's like $25,000 pyramid, isn't it? Do you know the first four books of the New Testament, the Gospels?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Yeah. And another word for university is?
I suppose the word college.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That'll work. And you go to college to get what?
A degree.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Or more generally?
Higher education.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you check books out from the...
Library.
Uh-huh. Your brother is your
sibling?
Mother's... Well, your mother's...
My brother uh-huh. is my mother's son.
Right. Uh-huh. The opposite of son is...
Daughter.
Mm-hmm. And your... your brother's son would be your...
My nephew.
Mm-hmm. And your mother's sister is your...
Aunt.
Mm-hmm. And your mother's brother is your...
Uncle.
Mm-hmm. And back in the old days, do you remember if there was a different term for a man versus a woman teacher?
No, but I think in the old days, a teacher, the word... conjured up an image of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly, if your child had a teacher who was a man, she would probably say, my son has a man teacher.
Hmm.
I think.
That is so culturally interesting because
is it?
Mm-hmm. In Oregon, my grandfather tells me that his mother was known as a woman teacher.
Oh.
Because the men were teachers.
Out in Oregon.
Isn't that funny?
That is very interesting.
You wouldn't think out in Oregon that would be the case.
No,
but
you wouldn't. But then again, it was so far west. And maybe, you know.
It's a different world up there.
There weren't that many women. And if they were,
that
they were married.
True. That could be true.
Uh-huh, yeah.
At a wedding again, the man who stands up for the groom is the
best man. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.